Now, in this week's SME feature, Dumisang Ndlovu speaks to Mami Mtembu Forks about her newly launched natural hair and body products, Earthy, and she starts off by asking her to take us through her product line.
Earthy is a pretty new brand, only 6 months old, 5 months old actually, and it's something that I've always wanted to do, something that I tried doing before. It's a trial and an error type of project, and now I've finally gotten to the right formula. It's a business that I started purely out of frustration from my side. I always struggled growing my hair. And as a result, I decided it's about time that I did something about it and do natural hair care, because chemically treated hair never worked for me. So that's where the idea came about. And then I've spent, although the business is only 5 months old, I would say it's a four-year project. It's taken me about 4 years to master the actual product and get the formula correct. Finally. So it is something that I've been working on for quite a few years, and I think now I've finally gotten the right formula.
And how is it going so far? How is it being received?
I'm actually quite surprised. You know, when I tell people that Earthy is 5 months old, they look at me and go, you can't be serious. It feels as though it's a company that's been around for about 4 years. I think it's something that a lot of, especially ethnic women, have been hungry for years. And now it's finally here.
You have a very healthy presence on social media. How has that worked for you?
It has worked amazingly for me. It's been such a great platform for my business because I don't just sell a product, I also educate. So I find that social media has helped me with that. I'm able to touch so many other people, especially as a small business. You need to have exposure.
Let's talk funding now. Which route did you go?
I'm completely self-funded at the moment. I'm very quick. I want things done quickly. I know what my vision is. I know where I want to go with this business. And I don't want to be tied down right now to red tape. And I find that the red tape in the 6 months that I've had or 5 months that I've had, my business has already gone international, which is something that wouldn't have happened if I was still relying on other people who don't necessarily understand my concept. It's a very difficult concept. It hasn't completely been received, and not everybody understands the medium. When you come with this idea and you go, look, I'm trying to get ethnic women to embrace their natural hair, and they're like, well, everybody in the world would have done that by now, mommy. Why are you doing it? And I find that having to explain myself just doesn't work. I'm a mover and a shaker, and I need to get things done. And I think for me, I will start thinking about funding later when maybe my concept has been proven and people can just get on board with me, because I just, at this space, it's been difficult for me to try and still get people on board.
Have there been any other challenges in this journey?
Every day in my business is a challenge, from not having enough support. You know, I come from a heavy corporate background where I used to have a team reporting to me, and I used to have these massive budgets. And if there was a problem, I would just scream at marketing and be like, marketing, why didn't you do A, B, and C? And, you know, those things were so much easier. And then what I found is that with my business, you struggle a bit more. You're the call center agent, you're the salesperson, you're the marketing person, you are in procurement, you're the one that's handling the finances. And those come with their own challenges. As much as I consider myself a savvy person in business, you don't know it all. You cannot know it all. And I think that's where most of the challenges come from. And of course, finance, that is a huge challenge, and exposure.
That's Mami Mtembu Forks, founder of Earthy Products. Goodbye.